When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O. We already got one texter in. We need some more. We know everybody's off because we want to know what we know. We know everybody's off work because the fireworks have been going off since like 9 this morning. Drew Carr says he is starting his brisket tonight. He's going to smoke it for at least 12 hours. He says we also have pulled pork, burgers, and hot dogs. I like that menu. Meat on meat on meat.
All the meats.
I like
that. Arby's.
Yeah, I like that.
All the meats.
You guys ever smoked the brisket? You ever smoked the brisket?
It has been, honestly, it has been 15 years since I smoked
you, brisket. Austin?
No.
They say that's the it's tricky. Dell Richmond is a good friend of mine. He's a griller extraordinaire, master griller, as I like to call him. And he says, I was asking him about it, you know. And you see, the worst thing now is with all social media is you see these guys that have their own cooking shows or whatever, and they can do it and it comes out looking perfect, right? Everybody's looks good besides Lincoln Riley's when he did that thing was dry as sandpaper, Lincoln Riley. You can't do not be on the grill anymore. Dell was telling me, he's like, you got to actually mess up a couple of them. That's the only way you learn. That's an expensive taste test.
It's just too bad. No brisket deserves to be ruined, even in the name of education.
Well,
okay. Or you got to go buy it, have somebody cook it for you.
Or that.
Well, my uncle would, okay. So he would take you along the path, right? Step by step. And he would let you do it until you got to a point where you could mess it up. Then he would go, okay, young buck, step aside.
That's hands on right there.
Like, step aside. Like, okay, no, don't handle it.
Yeah.
Don't handle it.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Don't handle it like that.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi teaching you, right? The ways of being a Jedi Knight. I mean, I like that, but.
So it was uncle and grandma.
Oh, yeah. So you had the best combination.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you had the combination. One was tough love.
Yep.
The other one was baby, go and get in there and test
it. It could soften the blow.
Like, go ahead and get
leave him in there. And then she'd be like, you know you messed up one.
Yeah, you forgot.
Yeah.
You forgot I was here.
They say how soon you forget.
Yeah,
right?
I taught you. You think I can't teach him?
Mm-hmm. We got my man Joe B. He says they're frying up some crappie and some walleye. I like that, Joe. That's a little Minnesota love. My man Doug says his dad does smoked bologna. Sounds weird, but it is a big chunk of it. That is on the sneak good because they slice it into like cubes. It actually, you know, looks pretty good. I've had it one time. Eric says this is directed. You read it right. This is directed to Austin. He said, Austin, you don't get to talk about barbecue after yesterday. If you didn't listen to us yesterday, my man Austin is consistent.
Good thing we're not talking about barbecue. Good thing we're talking about grilling.
Yeah, he doesn't like barbecue sauce. He likes barbecue, which he likes his ribs with dry rub. Now, and I do know people that prefer dry rub, and they say if you have a good dry rub, you necessarily don't need a lot or any sauce. Now, it's just an acquired taste.
Give me my sauce, man. What's wrong? What
you can have mine. Cool. More for you. Better for both of us.
I make my own sauce.
And I respect
that. And I have not had one person that I haven't turned to the dark side. I'm willing to bet once you have a little bit of that sauce, I'll dry rub it for you. And we'll do the taste test. And I guarantee you it'll open up your palate.
Stop playing with me. Give me the sauce. Give me the sauce. Like, stop playing with me. Look, T.
I can't.
Charles Phillips.
I've had.
Chubbs.
Listen, like I've had.
All the people that. All the smokers.
Here's been the problem. Every time that I have racks to bring in here. Uh-huh. I got neighbors that come in and they smell it and they just ravage that stuff.
What would Rashawn say? That's a lie. That's a lie.
It is.
Austin, have you ever had a sample of Jay Foreman cooking?
I have not.
Not a rib.
I've been here 18 months now.
Not one rib. Farley, cook. Come on in. Luke. From the mill, come on in, cook. Farley, I make you play, DP. I got you. I got you. Andy Avila, listener, I got you. I'm going to hook you up.
All right, man.
There's a full range.
All right. I'll bring it in.
I'll make a special hype.
It's not even the hype. This is what I like.
Even just bring the leftovers. That's fine by me. Don't even put in any extra.
No. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Well, look, the Mercado giving him meat.
Yeah, I'm gonna
get you
some grass-fed ribs on there.
You know, what about this? Can you bring your grill out there? We can play-by-play your grill, and you bring it in for hour two?
For 8 hour two?
We do it on the patio.
Yeah.
We do it on the patio, either way.
We do it on the patio.
Well, we can watch him on the camera.
Oh, no. See, if we do it over here in front of the studio, there's going to be a show. Won't be none left. The 8 or 9 people from right down the street, they're going to smell it. And gonna be like a cartoon. It'll pick them off their feet and float them right, right to Jay Foreman. And Jay will be out here.
Yeah, my man Eric says the check's in the mail. Oh, I love it, man. Our texters are off the chain, man. DP.
Yeah.
What's your ideal 4th of July grub?
Okay. And this is with the whole purpose is to watch baseball and fall asleep. So I need baseball and the itis is a win. So a quality hamburger, which will, you know, depending on my mood, whether it's a cheeseburger or not. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like having 2 hot dogs almost burned on the plate. Potato salad made by someone with high melanin quality or at least melanin adjacent. They gotta know somebody.
Yeah.
Like everybody can't make my potato salad.
Potato salad is like brisket. I'm telling you. You gotta take it to the judges. You gotta take your lumps, then you gotta come back with it. I think part of cooking brisket and potato salad, at least in my family, is to see if you're going to quit after the first time you get judged. Because you're never going to get, you're not getting a good first report.
Right.
Like, period.
Like, I need to know some things.
Yeah.
Things I need to know. And I need to know who you know. I need references if you're going to make my potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, references. You ain't got to have melanin, but you got to know somebody.
Eric says potato salad have raisin.
Right. See, this is
Eric on one.
This is how you know. Then baked beans, slight sugar or
brown sugar. Yeah.
Right? I'm okay if you have to adjust one way or the other. And then just because I'm that dude. 2 double A's.
Mm. You know, I want to say this before we get to you, Austin.
And again, not everybody can make my deviled eggs.
That's what I was just about to say.
Not everybody.
When I was young, I was like, oh, you know, deviled eggs. No. Once you have some good deviled eggs, it's not 2. I'm like 6, 7, 8, maybe even 10 deep in a couple settings. a couple, you know. Yeah, Eric, I got you. I know you're just playing. But that's a nice little menu right there.
Right. Like I don't need ice cream. I don't need dessert.
Oh no,
I don't need dessert. I don't need it. I need an individual size pack of big seeds, big sunflower seeds, spits. I need the big ones.
Flavor.
This is after you eat?
Oh, this is to watch ball with.
Oh, okay.
And here's the thing, because a handful before the meal, like when it's on the grill, when it's being made.
Just to keep you busy.
Right? Because I don't want to be nosy, right? Poking around, like, what you doing? Like, when we eat, I don't need it. No. Give me some. Right? Because I would absolutely.
Come up on somebody that's grilling. See, you're going to get your feelings.
I would absolutely frustrate Jay Foreman. Becky has figured out, timetable-wise, hey, I'm going to occupy you while I'm making this food. Because you're going to get on my nerves. You will get on my nerves. Then we figured out when we got here that two things are in play. One, she's figured out she can go to Charles, go down, he'll hook it up.
That's an easy fix.
Charles will make plates and straight. She ain't got to work. I ain't got to worry about it. Easy enough. There are some other folks in town that can make a meal. Not everybody. It's a short list. So, yep. And then afterwards, That second set of baseball games, another handful of seeds to get me through.
I like that.
Mayonnaise accent or mustard accent on deviled eggs, you two?
Oh, it's mustard, man. What are you doing?
Mustard.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too much. What's
your July 4th go-to menu off?
A burger and a hot dog. And then probably one more of either, depending on what other people have gone for. I'm not picky. Corn of some sort. Nebraska to my corn. I don't care if it's grilled corn on the cob or if it's like sweet corn off the cob. Either way. Baked beans with either pork or bacon.
Okay.
I don't care how you prepare them. Just have them there. It's fine. My obligatory slice of watermelon because my wife tells me I need to eat fruit. Mm-hmm. So that's in there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not picky from there. As long as I have those staples, it's good. I can't go heavy, right? I'm not just sitting and watch baseball as much as I would like to. I got young cousins. They still come into town. So I still got to have some energy, fuel to run around grandpa's backyard with him, entertain him, be the fun cousin. So I got to get fueled up. I can't just fuel up and have it sit in my stomach.
Tell doggone.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Text line, no. Man.
Doug, never.
No. Doug,
never.
No.
What are we doing?
No.
Yeah, no, Doug, you got vetoed right there. For me, to get the part, if I'm grilling now, because it's a little bit different when you cook, you definitely don't get to eat as much. But if I'm grilling, I'm gonna bring my speaker out there, pump that up. But then I'm gonna have
what's the playlist? What's the grilling playlist, Jay Foreman?
Depends on the type of mood. My July 4th, then I'm probably gonna play Public Enemy. You know what I'm saying, DP? So we're gonna get the power back.
Well, that is what we see. It's not a cookout if Frankie Beverly and Maze don't play at least.
Yeah,
twice
we play. I play a little bit. I'll play Maze, Frankie Beverly. I play whatever. Yeah. I'll just put it on, just let it roll. Yeah. I need me a big old ranch water though.
You zap some more bounce to the ounce at some point. Either One Nation Under Groove or Knee Deep.
Yeah.
Parliament. Flashlight.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're playing Atomic Dog probably.
Right. Like
Atomic Dog is probably on repeat for
Brick House.
Yeah.
It hit me today that I hadn't given the proper respect to the number of cookout Gap Band songs there are. There's 11 absolute cookout songs. Like, we start. Here's the thing I learned today. I didn't know that we had to give Jake Sorensen credit, because early break, they used Gap Band. Did you know that?
Yeah, I listened to it. Yeah.
Like, I went, wait a minute. That the rooster, and then this, I was like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and the more surprising part is Steve Sipple eats fried chicken. He said 5 times a week.
I am not surprised by that.
I am.
What else would Simple eat? Like, that's a simple thing to eat.
But he said he eats it 5 times a week. No, but the best part is he says he goes into Russ's and they got his order.
Right.
That's the best part, because like, I get to see him.
Yeah, like,
you know what I want.
He used to go to
I'm
Lee's.
Here. I'm
he
here.
Used to go yeah. to Lee's. And now he go to Russ's. And they you know what? They ain't worried about
it. Yeah. And see, we got an unknown text at 3891. He's smart. He said, cut a hole in the watermelon and fill it with tequila. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's 8 o'clock tonight.
That's all day long.
Well,
I'm not a big fireworks guy. I'm a 4th of July. I'll watch fireworks. I'd rather eat and drink.
I'm a nuisance during fireworks.
You like fireworks?
No, not at all.
You?
I like watching them. I used to like to light them off. Now I can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Also, 1st 4th of July with a newborn. So fast.
Yeah, you gotta get them big old headphones.
I've had dogs and rescues and adoptees for a long time, and it was never cool for them. So
no. Yeah, my dog, hey, they be holding it, boy. He be ready to go out, go to bathroom. M80 goes up, boom. He be right back in there.
Tank. Yeah. He's like, nah, I'm going to hold this.
Yeah,
I'm
man. Cool. It's
I'm cool.
Yeah, but I mean, I like everything. Little ribs, burgers. I'm a big brat guy. Now, if I have hot dogs, I like them more on the charred, not burnt like crispy, but I like it charred. Yeah. Potato salads, and deviled eggs, all that stuff. It's all
Chubby Rhino out here trying to make a bid, though.
He said, Chubby Rhino said, you're going to the wrong parties. We do pulled pork sandwiches or pulled beef sandwiches, barbecue sauce. I like that too. I'm telling you, a pulled pork sandwich with good sauce on it. And other stuff that comes with
Austin
is off the chart if they know what they're doing. I'm for it. I haven't mustered up the courage to try to smoke a brisket. I know Farley said he did. I suspect at best because he didn't bring anything in.
You know what got me was our first year here. I forget where we got it from, but we got a pulled pork barbecue sandwich.
And yeah,
they
we did.
Put the
I don't know who I don't know
they
who was
put
that?
The coleslaw on top of it. And it was a win-win. Like, it was coleslaw, and they even slid potato chips in, and it gave the crunch to the. Yeah, it was. It caught me off guard. Like, I had to.
Matt House says you gotta have some coleslaw.
Yeah, I had a conversation with myself. I was like, wait a minute, what are we doing?
Because
I didn't know that.
One-eyed Ray.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Some of these names, One-eyed Ray. That's what I'm talking about, One-Eyed Ray. One-Eyed Ray sounds like a mafia name, One-Eyed Ray. One-Eyed Ray says you got to have the kraut and spicy brown mustard. I like the kraut and mustard.
I can't do sauerkraut because my mother put it on everything for way too long early in my life. And the moment I could rebel, I was going to rebel. I was like, I had made a commitment to myself at age 8. There's going to come a day. There's going to come a day.
You had a commitment announcement.
Hey, like, there's going to come a day when I'm going to divorce this sauerkraut, Mom. I'm just letting you know. It was that beets. Cause my mother would eat beets on a regular basis, right? On a regular basis. And then she would remember the little cans of deviled ham.
Yeah.
What was that? What was the name of the company that used to do that? It was a deviled ham in a little can that you could pop the top.
Yeah.
And it was more like spread.
Spread or
Underwood spread.
Underwood
spread.
Oh,
I used to like those little the ones that were dipped in syrup too, like the little like wieners or whatever.
Oh, the Vienna sausages. Yeah. No, I divorced them at age 8. But you know, I was done. That's when I knew I was going to be successful in business, because I said, I hate being poor. The food is terrible.
Hey, man. Hey, listen.
Food is terrible.
Underwood has liverwurst, roast beef, maple, corned beef, and ham spreads.
The ham spread was the one that she thought she could sneak in on a sandwich or into a lunch with some saltine crackers, and then I would just be sitting at lunch mad. I got you hooked up, and I'm looking at my friends.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, can I get a little something? You just looking at me, you going to finish that?
I have peanut butter jelly sandwich envy on a regular basis.
DP, I'm going to tell you this. You want to know how I became introduced and a fan of sauerkraut? It was chitlins, man.
It's way too much sense.
Yeah, it's chitlins. You have the chitlins. You have a little bit. You have it. The chitlins. You have little onions in there. Sauerkraut. You couldn't tell me nothing.
His taste buds
were
confused.
The Louisiana hot sauce on and popping. Kraut goes with pork.
You, Austin, if you really want to get to know Jay Foreman, have him bring you some of that and just sample it on air. I'll buy it.
Just have Charles make it.
You know where to find it.
Listen, we need to have Charles make some and then have Austin. Oh. We need to have Austin and Jake in here on live stream taste it. And I just want just instant reaction.
Oh. Are Jake and I the whitest guys at the station?
Yeah, but Jake has got you beat by...
Jake has a level of non-melanin that is impressive.
Yeah.
Like...
Jake has not put a season on his meat ever.
Yeah, like...
Besides salt and pepper.
He's high level. What the dude say in Officer General? Mayonnaise.
My man Matt Hopp says he'll be at the fish fry out at the family. Where is that? At the family farm in Valparaiso. My uncles make some of the awesome sauerkraut and the homemade dumplings. Ooh, I like that. Sean and DeWitt, let's see what it says. You can smoke anything, whiskey even. Okay, I got you. Yes, we had it out there at the Scissors and Scotch.
Yep.
Vienna sausage with rice soy sauce and sriracha.
Oh,
I like that.
Heavens no. Oh,
and my
sweet
man, Unknown
fancy
Texas,
Moses.
9239 said he's talking about some spam.
Sweet. Listen, moments in life that were identified by the fact that food that I was never going to eat again. I was going to grade my success as a human being the day that I never had to eat spam again. It was a ceremony.
I have arrived. I've been knighted.
I took off at the free throw line to dunk that last spam can in the trash.
That's funny.
I'm done. I'm free. This is, those are the ones. Those are the things that if I went to have enough money in my pocket that when Mom made liver and onions for dinner, I was just like the Simpsons granddad. I would walk in the house, smell it, grab my hat, and walk right back out.
That liver and that liver
right back out. Like, no. Yo. No.
That was horrible.
No, that's.
We had a dog named a German Shepherd, or my grandfather did, named Blitz. He was grubbing on that. I had a little thing. I'd take it here. Grandma turned right there. I'd have a night. He loved me, boy, because it's liver night. You eating good.
It started out as a conspiracy because my grandmother and my mother. So my grandmother's house was right behind our house. So if I walked in my backyard, my grandmother's kitchen was looking into it. And they had, for a while, the conspiracy was that they would only make liver and onions on the same night because the kids would go, "Hey, Grandma, I'm hungry. Did Liz make dinner?" "Yes." "What'd she make, liver?" "Come on over here. I'll fix you a plate." But then Mom, they got together and it was like, "They're working us. So we got to have it." "Hey, Grandma, can I get a plate? I made liver and onions."
You gotta go home.
Oh, you gotta go home. And then finally, when I reached 14, victory was mine. Because Grandma was like, "Yeah, come on over, baby. I know she making liver and onions tonight."
She got tired of living.
Grandma gave in.
Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman on this pre-July 4th. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.